Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. How are you doing today,
good, Dr. Tong? Good, how are you?
I'm good. We have an exciting show today, but as always, we like to prove that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And you're going to hear some amazing cases today on how we do just that, and not on just someone who was just a little sick, but someone who's very severely sick. And it affected him and affected his family. And it's amazing how we really can get people off medication and control the symptoms. Our number is 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. Before we get started, I want to go over a couple of cases we had last week. We had Bill with us who brought his autistic son, mildly autistic Jonathan, who was starting to get facial tics and vocal tics. After treatments with us, he does not need any medication. Actually, his medication made him worse. Bill also received treatment with us for stress and shoulder pain, as well as his wife for stress. And the whole family is doing great. And we also had Jerry, who had a history of a throat cancer, also doing better, swallowing better, speaking better, being able to eat regular foods, his neuropathy and pain have also improved. Again, our number is 714-556-8664, and our website's drtong.com, drtong.com. Okay, so I'd like to welcome our first guest with us today, Nancy. We also have with us Ben, who's been shadowing us for a week, so he can kind of chime in a little bit on what he's observed. But first, welcome Nancy to our show.
Hello. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, thanks for being on our show. We really appreciate it. Give us a little history, where you're from, what you do, how you came to hear about us, and how you came and what you've experienced with our treatment.
Well, I live in Southern California. I'm self-employed. I'm a business consultant, and I'm also married to somebody who has some pretty chronic illnesses, and I have a 7-year-old daughter, and so I've been walking around in just complete and total fatigue for the last 5 years, and had a really hard time trying to get the right kind of help, and that's been the most frustrating thing for me. And I've tried just about everything from traditional Western medicine to various forms of holistic medicine to hypnosis and psychics and therapists. I mean, just anything and everything, and mm-hmm. everybody thinks they know, like, what my problem is and how to fix me and mm-hmm. give me my energy back and help me sleep at night. And nothing was really working until I started working with you, and you've helped me enormously.
Wonderful. Sounds good.
Now, so the insomnia you've had for a while, just from the stress, it's hard for you to stay asleep and fall asleep, right?
Yeah, I'd wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and, I mean, it was like a couple of years of that and not being able to find anything. And I would take things that would help me fall asleep, but I didn't need help falling asleep. I needed help staying asleep, mm-hmm. and nobody seemed to be able to help me with that. And I was just walking around like a zombie,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
meanwhile having a little, you know, at this time a preschooler, and all, you know, my husband's health was going on the decline. So it was like I didn't feel like I was able to really address my health. And just my health. I had to address my health and raise a little child and take care of somebody who was sick all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he actually is quite sick.
Is he our patient too?
This is, yeah, Paco.
Oh, Paco. Well, okay.
So now tell us a little bit, what are the other improvements you've noticed with the treatments?
Well, first of all, I started sleeping.
Sounds good.
It's like, if that's the only thing, I'm so happy. I mean, I can't even tell you how, you know, they say that when they torture people, they deprive them of sleep and it breaks you and it makes you go crazy. And I was really starting to feel that. Mm-hmm. And so
sometimes you do that for people who don't pay the bill.
Oh, Nancy's very responsible. She's like,
I will never skip my bill with you, Dr. Tom.
Oh, good. Okay.
I started sleeping, and from that, you know, feeling better, feeling, just being able to feel more alive and feel more positive and not be so tired and cranky,
mm-hmm.
Having the energy to get up and do things for myself that I wasn't able to do. So that one thing activated a lot
everything,
of other changes.
Yeah. Tell us about your business too, because, you know, there was some, you know, when you're tired and stressed, things seem overwhelming. How are you handling that now, and how is your business?
Well, it's pretty cool, because I was struggling to keep my energy and my focus, and that was starting to show in my business. I was losing money, and I was making bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to make executive level decisions on 3 hours of sleep, and it was just not working.
Mm-hmm.
And so you and I started working together a couple of months ago. I started sleeping again, and I actually just had my biggest month ever.
Oh, fantastic. That's good.
I feel more confident. Like, uh-huh. if I'm selling something, a service, for example, you know, there used to be this little worry in the back of my mind, like, oh, my gosh, I hope I have the energy to fully deliver on what I'm telling people I will.
Right.
And I would always make it a point to deliver, but I'd kill myself doing it.
Right.
And I feel like I'm working from such a place of integrity, being able to offer what I know my clients need, being able to know that I have the energy and the focus to serve them in exactly the way that I said I would, and
mm-hmm.
also not further burn myself out.
Right. You're delivering now.
Yeah, much so.
You know what I also suggest, Nancy? We also provide a service called Feng Shui, which is like applying the same Chinese principle to your house.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's done it before.
Oh, she's done it before?
What Nancy needs to do, you need to declutter. That's number one. Yeah.
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 I've been so tired and exhausted. You know, you'd walk into my house and it's like...
constipated.
You could tell I was overwhelmed. But one of the things I did when I started bringing in a little bit more money is I had somebody come over and start cleaning the house
good,
for me.
Good. That will
already help.
Yeah, that will already help you.
Mm-hmm.
Just
yeah.
like you have a bowel movement. Yes.
Right. You get rid of the crap.
Yes. Yes.
I can say that, right? Okay.
You're a doctor. You probably can say that.
That's not a medical term.
Now, can we talk a little bit about your husband? Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he is probably one of our most difficult cases.
Yeah, exactly.
So give us a little history and what he's been through and what you've seen changes in him with treatment with us.
Well, he's diabetic, who didn't take care of himself for
mm-hmm.
years and years and years, and he was really racing against the clock, and it was 3.5 years ago that everything really started to come crumbling down on him. He started getting getting sick, and he got a cut on his toe that ended up becoming gangrenous, and they amputated his toe.
Mm-hmm.
By the time they got in there, the the infection had spread into his bones and through his whole system. So he is just, I mean, falling apart. He went to get his wound care, and he fell and broke his hip when he was getting his wound tended to. So he's just been like one thing after the next.
Mm-hmm.
And then he blew up like a balloon last summer, and we didn't know it, but he turned out he had congestive heart failure.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were so many things going on with him. It was just, he was overwhelmed because every time he'd turn around, it was like one other thing that mm-hmm. was going on with him. So he shut down and just quit going to doctors altogether, which I don't think it was a smart thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, and his legs were rotting, too.
Yeah. People thought that he had been burned because his legs were so raw.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was in like a health food store, and he picked up a little magazine that was just, you know, showing little, like, people who were doing seminars and workshops and healers, and he found your information.
Mm-hmm.
And just intuitively, he got a hold of you guys, and I mean, he has just radically changed.
Yeah.
I mean, he's out walking. He went to the farmer's market and got his own stuff. He's just completely transforming his health.
Yeah, his skin and his wound is healing.
Yeah, his legs
are
healing.
That was so tough because the whole leg was raw.
Yeah. Well, the wrapping, I think, helped a lot, but he also had pain, sciatic pain, where he was in a wheelchair for a while too, right?
Our treatment helped more than the wrapping.
Yes.
The wrapping was huge in the...
Really?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he needed that. And also sleeping in the bed was very important because I think he said for 2 years he was sleeping sitting up, which really... really, really ruined his legs.
Yeah, we're not draining the fluid.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I think one of the things you really helped him with is he's really stubborn,
mm-hmm.
and you gained his trust because he got so frustrated over the years that he developed a very deep mistrust of any doctors, whether mm-hmm. they were using alternative medicine or traditional medicine. I mean, he really created this distrust and...
Except with us.
Except with you. You were really able to gain his trust.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I think, if that wasn't the case, he would not have stayed your patient, and I don't think he'd be alive today.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't think he would be alive.
Yeah, I agree.
He really was
knocking on death's door. I mean, he was very sick.
I remember after the first treatment, he was okay. And then second time, I couldn't recognize him in the hallway. He scared me. I said, who is that person? Did I see him? I didn't recognize him.
Yeah.
He was so pale.
He was gray. His face was gray.
So I had to come back and give him more treatment. And I found out it was him. And Dr. Lane and I pulled him through. It was tough.
The past month, I think, has been a really big breakthrough for him.
Right.
As far as his breathing, his walking, his activity.
His skin is not healing, yes.
Yeah, his legs are much better.
Yeah.
And I think another thing, Nancy, too, is he's eating much better.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I mean, the blood test show he's not really diabetic anymore. And he's not doing any medication for his diabetes. And his blood sugars are... 100 or
Fantastic.
105 in the morning.
He's taking out herbs, right?
He's taking herbs, absolutely, and homeopathics. His blood pressure, when he first came, he was on 5 medications. His blood pressure was still 200 over 100.
Yeah.
And he was feeling terrible. I remember he told his doctor, he said, you know, I feel terrible. I'm on 5 medications and my blood pressure is still high. And the doctor told him, well, it's okay. The side effects are okay. Just keep taking them.
They don't feel the side effects.
See where he got very discouraged with the medical profession because they weren't helping him and they were making him worse.
Yeah, every time he'd go into the hospital, he'd always come out worse. And
mm-hmm.
he ended up in the hospital... I mean, he's been hospitalized, I think, about 6 times in the last 3 years, and
mm-hmm.
every time he'd come out a little bit worse and worse and worse. And in the autumn, he was in the hospital for 3.5 weeks, and he came home, and he got whatever he had, pneumonia or the flu. I mean, that's when he was – I walked in the room, and
I
thought –
Yes, I remember that, yeah.
That was
he was really in bad shape.
That was when he first came, I remember,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But what
the
a transformation.
The problem with doctors is that they don't listen to you. They don't listen to your complaint.
Yeah.
Side effects are okay. What does that mean? They're not okay. They're toxic effect.
Yeah.
You know, okay, because you don't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and you sound much better, too. I remember when you first came, you were very tired.
Yeah.
And
You won't be normal. You're not tired taking care of somebody like that.
Do you have more energy to work out now, too?
Yeah, you know, I just started doing that as well, because one of the things that happened with my exhaustion is I just did not have the energy to exercise, and I used to be very active. And mm-hmm. So I've just, you know, I've been able to get back into it, and I also realize how to pace myself, because there's this big part of me that just wants to jump right back
right.
to doing
exactly.
cardio
right.
salsa
We're
classes.
Not quite ready.
Right, right, right. So everything's about balance, too. I mean, Nancy, she's a dragon. She was born in the year of the dragon, so she's a powerful businesswoman, and she's a go-getter. So we're learning how to balance, slow things down so that you can really do right. When you really need to do something, you do it 100% and with the integrity that you want to carry out your business with. You know.
Yeah, I'm going to be a gentle dragon.
I like the sound of that, Nancy.
Right, yeah.
Right. You can always attract more flies with honey than vinegar, right?
Yeah. At least for the summer.
Yeah.
Well, Nancy, so you guys are, I'm assuming, going to continue treatments with us.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And I just, you know, I've gone to so many different people. I can't even tell you. I could write a book on alternative healing and what works and what doesn't work. And one of the things that really, I guess my case, my body was not reacting to anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't matter what anybody would do, nothing would happen. And my body responded so well
mm-hmm.
to your treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And I also laughed. I remember going in and when I first, you know, was in there with Dr. Tong, and I could hear somebody in the other room, and I said, "Is that somebody? Kind of, what's going on?" He says, "Well, don't you see our sign? It's called the Pain Center." And I just thought that was, I mean,
only,
I just, I like the sense of humor.
Only
and
for the people who don't pay their bills.
The people who don't pay their bills.
Hey, you know what? You could write a book and say Susan Sumner's wrong, incomplete. They didn't include our name in it.
Yeah,
you will be a better seller. Yes.
Yeah, you definitely are doing great work, and I'm very grateful for it, and just really appreciate all the, you know, the good bedside manner and just a real care, you know, real compassion and care for us, for my whole family.
Yeah,
so
well,
I really appreciate that.
We're so glad that you found us and that we've been able to help you, because, you know, Paco especially, he's one of our toughest cases,
he's
and
tough.
We really turned him around, and I think that eases the stress off of you as well.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah. Tell me about it. I can only parent one child. I can't take care of a grown man who didn't take care of himself for all
a
these sick years.
Person,
so
yeah.
You're the compassionate ones right now in his life.
Well, he's turning around, and he's doing his best now, I think. So.
Yeah, we're very grateful. He's really made an amazing turnaround with you, and he's also listening to you, and he's doing, you know, he's following the directions, and that really, you gained his trust to do that, and that, I think, probably the best.
Thank you so much for sharing, because people need to hear this, and you're going to help someone out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Nancy.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you soon. Take care.
Okay.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. If you just are tuning in, we had with us Nancy, who was suffering a lot from fatigue, insomnia, stress, with running her own business, as well as a very sick husband and taking care of a daughter. And within about, well, actually after the first or second treatment, she was able to sleep better, and she's been able to handle her stress better. Her husband has also been getting better with our treatment. He is very sick, a history of diabetes, alcoholic hepatitis, congestive heart failure, peripheral vascular disease where his legs were rotting, and gangrenous toes. He has congestive heart failure, couldn't breathe.
Osteomyelitis. That's very dangerous.
If that really gets into your system, it can be fatal, as well as severe sciatica pain, pneumonia. Within 6 months, his condition has turned around, and he has improved tremendously with our treatment, as well as the herbal supplements we've been putting him on, as well as homeopathic medicine.
Yeah, he will need to go to the hospital all the time now.
Yeah,
not
I mean,
anymore.
The diet actually is number one. He's actually on blood tests, not even considered diabetic anymore, and he's not on medication or insulin.
So diabetes and high blood pressure can be cured.
His blood pressure is normal. It's 130, 140.
How many medication are you taking, your blood pressure?
He's not taking any blood pressure medication.
So diabetes and blood pressure, yeah. High blood pressure can
we
be
cured.
We do
have him on some homeopathic medicine, but it,
after a while, he,
after
won't
a while
need
he will not need it as well.
So,
number one is his diet.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and if you missed the show, you can check it out on our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. I'd also, and I, in the beginning of the show, I welcomed Ben, who has been shadowing us for a week. Welcome, Ben.
Howdy, howdy.
Hi, Ben. Yes.
How are you doing? So, Ben, why don't you give us a little history about what you are doing and what you've seen this past week with us. And
how did you come to know about us?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I was first introduced to Dr. Lin by my sister, who's actually a friend with her. Mm-hmm. And I currently I work at regional or I work in a large trauma hospital. Mm-hmm. And I usually am surrounded by very sick people all the time, and I'm very used to just being in that environment. What I didn't notice, though, was that once I came to this clinic, people would always be smiling when they left, and, I mean, all of their all of their problems and worries, like, I mean, even whatever problems they did have, their positiveness seemed to overcome any of the type of ailments they had, and they just seemed a lot better, a lot happier. They didn't worry about things as much.
They like my jokes.
Yeah. I mean, everyone just seemed to open up a lot more. And I guess what I feel most about Western medicine, which is kind of a contradiction because I'm trying to actually go into pharmacy school myself.
It's okay.
Well, the thing
not
is...
Not okay.
the thing is, most people, I feel, are not educated enough about the fact that all prescription drugs, any kind of drug, whether it's Tylenol, aspirin, Motrin, anything, is controlled poison. Mm-hmm. And people just don't think that. I mean, they think that just because the doctor prescribes it to them that it's okay and that doctor, you know, obviously has their best interest in mind, which most of the times is probably true. But, I mean, you have to understand that doctors themselves only have a very brief course in pharmacology. Whereas a pharmacist is, that's what they dedicate their whole, like, 3 to 4 years for. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, people need to understand that you can't always be taking drugs and just thinking that it's a miracle cure and it's going to cure everything. It's just, I mean, it's just a Band-Aid. I mean, you can't, you have to, you know, treat the source of the problem.
Tell us a little bit about when, because you work in an ER, mm-hmm. big trauma hospital. Tell us what you see and... You know, you were talking to me about it this morning.
Usually what I see is people will come in very sick, and then usually when they come leave, they don't really look any better. In fact, they might even look worse. And not only that, like a week or 2 weeks later, I would see the same patients complaining about the same symptoms, mm-hmm. and it might be even worse than what it was before. And mm-hmm. the only thing the doctors do might be just give more pills, maybe, you know, order a CAT scan, some more expensive tests to see if anything's even wrong or if anything's even developed. Mm-hmm. But, I mean...
So how many tests have you seen us do to our patients?
At Dr. Tong's office at the pain center, I have seen no tests. I have seen that. I mean, only, yeah, only very good treatment, a very good all-around treatment where they talk to the patient, they really care about them, and they really want them to genuinely get better as opposed to, you know, other areas of healthcare that are... You know, where the money is more of the concern.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think this is why Ben would not, you would don't want to go into Western medicine.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that I could, you know.
Because you don't want to take drugs yourself. How are you going to give drugs to other people?
Exactly. Exactly. I'd just be hypocritical. I mean,
I understand why he chose pharmacology.
Before he met us.
Yes, but, you know, I mean, there's a lot of factors, Dr. Tong. Everything's so black and white with you.
Mm, it is.
But, I mean, as a pharmacist, actually, I mean, if you do choose to go that route, you know, instead of doing, you know, alternative complementary medicine, mm-hmm. integrative medicine, is that you can educate them and you know firsthand what these things can do.
Exactly.
You do better if you know how to get them better. Instead of telling them what you're doing is wrong,
and I think
but I have no solution.
You know what?
You know?
No, I think he can research on, you know, as a pharmacologist, he can maybe do research later on natural herbs and things like that, too. I mean,
he still need to learn how to get people better and the research will not do it.
With the herbs, he might be able to. I mean, this is how homeopathy came about. We use that a lot in our practice, and I don't know how to
and
develop
you know
things.
As well as I know, the herbs cannot compare with our treatment. That's just a fact.
But the herbs have improved our treatment, as well as the homeopathic medicine actually helps a lot with the diabetes and high blood pressure. With just the treatment alone, without that, actually they have to stay on the medication.
I think
the homeo and the way that we do injectables has really improved it. And so my point is that all these pharmaceuticals, the homeopathic and the herbal, has improved our results.
They're not drugs.
They're not drugs.
They are natural stuff.
They're homeopathic medicine, Chinese herbs,
be a pharmacist, you will not learn this. You'll learn about chemical drugs.
True.
Okay, that's
very
totally
true.
Different. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I'd just like to know both sides, the playing field. I mean, I need to be educated as much as possible. I feel like the main problem with why we have such a large budget for healthcare and spending is because people are not choosing to educate themselves. They think that they're not getting cured.
So they go to the doctors, right, and they just take the medication.
They get sicker.
Mm-hmm. There is a change and a shift in how people are looking at healthcare now. They do not want to, they don't want to be on medication. Ben, tell me, every patient that you've seen this week, what do they tell you about the medication? What do they say to you?
Well, the first thing that I usually ask when I meet one of Elaine's patients is that, how many drugs were you taking before? Most of the times it would be anywhere from 5 or more. And then I ask them, how many are you taking now? And now it's usually drastically less, maybe 3 or less, or maybe even none, I mean, it's definitely, drugs are keeping... Taking drugs all the time is not a good thing. And, I mean, to wean them off like that is a very good success story. That's just great to hear.
So this is an eye-opening experience for Ben.
Definitely. I mean, I might change my career, but who knows? I mean, I'm still young right now. I definitely need to think.
Need to hit you over your head with a hammer as you wake you up.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We also have YouTube videos on our website, as well as past radio shows archived. Anything else you want to add, Ben?
No, just glad I really had the opportunity to be here. And, I mean, it must have been fate for me to shadow, at the pain center. And this is, it wasn't a coincidence. I mean, it's just, it's meant to be, I guess.
So really not a pain center. It's a happy center.
There are no coincidences in life, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
No
accidents.
No accidents. Give us a call, 714-556-8664, and visit our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBRIGHT AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye, and have a great weekend.